Welcome to Coffee Time with Brenda and Mary.
Hey, that's my line.
Hey, Mary, let's just go with the flow. Let's just wing it.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brenda, an experienced energy healer with a science degree and a corporate background. I was born with a natural gift to release people from dark and negative energies so that they can heal and feel their best. My story started a long time ago.
Yeah, and I'm Mary, her friend, kind of new to all of this. I've heard too many remarkable stories that I can't ignore anymore. My background is in healthcare, so as you can imagine, I'm curious and a bit skeptical about energy work, but I'm 100% in if it helps people feel better.
Oh, I love Mary's reactions to my stories.
Yeah.
We are authentic, informative, and lots of fun. And sometimes, Mary, we are pretty serious.
Well, we're dealing with people's serious stuff, so yeah, it can be serious, but our conversations are fun, and the healing stories are awesome. And we will do a lot of learning. At least I will, and hopefully our listeners will.
Our goal is to support you physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually.
So make your lives so brilliant. Join us to explore this fascinating world of energy healing.
Sending you lots of love and light.
Let's begin.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us with Brenda and Mary. But it's called Coffee Time with Brenda and Friends.
And I'm Mary. Hello.
There we go.
Last time, Brenda, we talked about energy a lot, and you talked about feeling light and feeling dark. Can we talk a little bit more about this light and dark business?
I love this question, but let's forewarn everybody here and you. We need to look at the timer.
Yes.
You get me going on this topic, I can talk for hours. Sometimes when I'm having sessions with clients and they ask me that same thing, mm-hmm. all of a sudden the hour's gone and we haven't even started the work.
Yeah, I can understand that because I've got a million questions. You know, light and dark has always been in our consciousness as in humanity. Like, you know, Shakespeare wrote about light and dark. There's poems about light and dark. Everybody talks about feeling light and dark. So there's this thing that lives within us that wants to feel light, but sometimes we feel dark. And we use these words to explain that. But when it comes to energy work, you know, there's a little bit of a different explanation.
Yeah. So first, I won't get too in depth here. As a child, I've always been able to see the dark and the light. I learned at a very young age that when I was sad, I saw dark things. And when I was happy, I saw light things. So I tried my best to stay happy. But life circumstances didn't always have that. So I believe it was part of my training as a young child. We all have duality. This is planet Earth. So do not take offense when I say you have darkness within you and lightness within you, because it's human.
Yeah.
We all do.
Okay.
All right. That's one thing. It's like, I don't have any darkness. And I laugh because we all do. And it's just a human thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So the way I'm going to explain it is the way I sense it. Now, it might be different for other people. I've always sent the lightness on my right side and the darkness on my left side. It's like I had two things going in battle within me.
So when you talk about light and dark, are you talking about light like a light bulb and dark like it's dark outside? Light and dark?
No, not quite, Mary. But an energy. It's an energy. So I'm going to go back to what we see in books and things.
Mm-hmm.
The light in my eyes is more like angels and lightness and happiness. It's an energy of happiness, joy, love. And then the darkness is an energy of the scary things, the demons, the sad feelings, the depression, the anger, the frustration.
Okay.
So I'm feeling happy, la la la, going on inspired. All of a sudden I get this negative thought that says, Brenda, you suck. Who just said that?
Not me.
Thankfully. But it was something within me. It was my darkness. I'm going to call it. It could be called the ego. It could be called the consciousness within us. It could be the duality. There's so many different ways that we talk about it.
Well, sometimes we talk about it, the little voice inside that tells you to be afraid or tells you that you're not good enough. And so we've talked about it like that in the past in my presentations.
Yeah. And so it's something we can't see. But we all get affected by it. And for some reason, it's an embarrassing topic for some. Oh, no, I don't have that. I don't have that. What is it here? I'm just going to give you a very simple example. You see someone walk by and you like the person, yet something inside you says, oh, look what they're wearing. Who said that? I like the person. That's not me. That's the darker side of me that's not being so nice, and I don't always have control over it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it can take over my emotions, my moods, and what I say and what I do. And sometimes my actions aren't so nice. I'm like, how did I say that to that person? Why did I think that thought?
Yeah, yeah.
It's something as that simple.
So you're saying that working with energy, you can control that dark side so that you can feel lighter, happier, healthier more often in your life.
Yeah, and actually in a session, just like a very general thing of what's happening, is during a session, the dense energy, that darkness within us, comes up for release. Mm-hmm. And we're not getting rid of all of it. You cannot do a session, get rid of all of it, but some of it comes up for release.
Mm-hmm.
And in essence, what we're doing is we are removing, transcending, releasing, we're just taking it out of your field and mm-hmm. replacing it with light and love. So when you leave, you feel lighter.
Yeah.
Why? Because there's some of that dense consciousness, dense energy within you was lifted away and that will never come back. It's gone, and you now have more light, so you start to feel lighter. So many people will say, I feel 20 pounds lighter.
Yeah,
because that denseness. Now, some of it is interference from other things,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of it is the duality within us.
That's a big concept for people to think about and really play with when it comes to working with energy work.
Yeah, so there's this battle of light and dark within us. And there's people who are struggling with this, who feel it, understand it, but don't want to articulate it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to tell anyone. I remember as a young kid telling my friends, do you see dark things? Do you feel something there? And they're like, what are you talking about? So at a young age, I learned it's not socially acceptable to say this. I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
But what I realize, if when I'm sitting with one-on-one with people, they'll explain, I have this battle with my light and dark. It's almost like when we see on TV, the light, the angel on one side and the devil on the other side.
Yeah.
It's in so many different things.
So you're saying that all of us have a light and a dark side, and that's a really normal part of being a human being. And I think probably Hollywood didn't do a really good job of normalizing that, because I think when we watch movies and shows about light and dark things, it's always really scary and creepy.
Yeah. And it's within us. So if we understand it's within us, and we can, as if you're aware of it,
mm-hmm.
then you can control it. You know when that darkness comes up? When we're tired and stressed.
Mm.
And then I'm like, I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah.
Why did you say that? Because when we're in this like enlightened state and we're in our light, it's usually because we're feeling inspired, we're happier, we're joyful. So we can control that part of us.
Yeah.
But now someone says something negative to me and they hurt my feelings, my mood's going down, I'm feeling sad, I'm more susceptible to the darkness within me. It'll change my mood. I'll be tired, stressed, or angry. And now I'm going to say something hurtful to someone I love. And thinking, why did I do that?
Mm.
There's so many people that regret things after and say, what was it that made me do that mean thing?
Yeah, we can all relate to that for sure.
Yeah, and then you feel bad, and that bad feeling makes your mood go even more upsetting and down. So we have different moods.
You have a really good picture of that, actually.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you,
but
I think some people are visual. Like some people can learn when they just hear things and hear us chatting with each other, but you do have a great picture of that. If you can pull it up.
Yeah.
I think it's really good for people to see it visually. What it is that we're talking about.
All right. So actually this scale has been introduced to me in 2009, and it's actually created by a doctor, and it's actually used by a lot of doctors who believe in energy work to explain things. And this is why I use this one. But if you think about it, energy, lower, heavier, denser energy, it's in that those emotions of shame and guilt and grief and fear and anger and desire and desperation. It's a very low, icky feeling. We all know those feelings,
mm-hmm.
right? But when we get into a lighter energy, a higher energy, what we're looking at are emotions of willingness, acceptance, love, joy, and peace, and then enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really neat. There's a scale. Now, I can't say I'm always at one,
mm-hmm.
but I always look at where is your average? Where do you usually hang out? Personally, I used to hang out in depression, and that's kind of the lower ones with shame and guilt, I'm not good enough and this and that, right? But over time, as I worked on myself, I started to move through these, move through my healing, letting go of that dense energy, bringing in more light. And now my emotions are better. I'm higher in love most of the time. But again, that's my average. I can still fluctuate and be sad some days.
Yeah, but it's kind of a neat visual to look at because, you know, we can all relate to being afraid or feeling guilty or shameful. And somebody will come along and say, come on, pick up your socks. Just be happy. You know, and it's really hard to go from a place of fear and guilt and shame to joy and peace. There's a bunch of stuff there in between.
Oh, yeah. And that's moving up for the best next feeling, which brings you up this vibrational scale. You're absolutely right. When you're depressed, the last thing you want is to talk to someone who's happy.
Yeah.
Right? Totally. So I'll turn this off from now. But that's it's so true. And it gives a nice visual of how the lower vibrations or the lower emotions. And I just said the word vibration. Now, vibration and frequency.
Don't get on that. We got a few more minutes left.
Yeah. So that's a whole different topic, but it is interrelated.
Yeah.
All right. But when we're feeling low, we're in lower emotions. We are feeling those sad emotions. And when you are starting to get, you're going to build up slowly. You can't go, like you said, from depression to happiness and joy. It's work. And it's that battle between taming, letting go of that to bring in more light.
Yeah, I think you said a lot of things today that people everywhere can relate to when it comes to how we feel and how we go through our life feeling. So thank you for explaining that. Actually, that visual made a lot of sense.
Okay, so I could talk all day about this subject because it's very near and dear to my heart, but we can make other videos with different questions that will add on to this. So I think it's a good place to end. Do you have anything else to say to get me started?
No, I'm good. I just want to say you probably have lots of questions, so send us your questions at info@sobrilliant.ca. We'll make sure to answer them on here or directly to you. So please join us for coffee soon.
Thank you for joining us.
If you have any questions or comments, visit us at sobrilliant.ca.
Sending you lots of love and light. Until next time.